Hello and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about Star Wars. Oh no, my earbud. Ah, okay, we're going to talk about Star Wars. And the Bad Batch season 3, episodes 6 and 7. Cause we got 2 this week. So really, really exciting. Whoa! What did I just do? Hold on. I know how to use a computer, guys. Just give me.
What'd you do?
I moved the window, but I didn't want to. It, like, disappeared. Okay. I know how to use a computer. It's so chill. Just stop. Just do what I want you to do.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Bad Batch, Season 3, Episode 6 and 7. Super fun stuff. After the intro.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
So cute.
I like the little BB-8 ball. That's my favorite part.
Oh yeah, really quick, about computers. I realized that I'm not bad at games. It was my computer. The buttons weren't working, and I have to get them fixed. And because I was like, there's no way. And I connected a keyboard that I got for cheap online, and I connected it, and I was like, oh my god, I can move. Oh my god, the space bar works. Anyway, I just have to say that out loud to everyone. I don't suck at games. It's
everyone
a keyboard.
Everyone needs to know.
Yes. But, also, everyone needs to know Bad Batch.
Yes, Bad Batch. Episode 6 and 7. Spoiler free, I loved them so much. They were so good.
I didn't even realize that there were 2 episodes. I thought I was watching a full-on one episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they flowed very well together. I can definitely tell why they released these 2 together. It just, yeah, super... I mean, just amazing. I really love the character work. These episodes also got me on board with a conspiracy theory I wasn't previously on board with.
Oh?
Which we'll talk about. So, yes. Very good.
Is it, like, a popular conspiracy theory or, like, semi-popular?
I would say popular.
Okay.
At least on my Twitter feed. On my Twitter feed it is. I don't know.
I
We'll find out.
Once Twitter, like, logged me out and was like, hey, you need to log back in. I was like, perfect. And I deleted it.
Too much work. We're done.
So, I really liked them. I was telling Zoe before, I really, really do need to go and just make the trip to my parents. It's an hour trip. It's not that bad. To my parents' house. But every time, it's like, I have work the next day because it's on a Wednesday. And by the time we get home, like, if we leave by 9, it's like already 10 and I have to go to bed. And there's just stuff I have to do. But I need to make the trip because watching it with my parents, my mom was busy, but like my dad and my brother and everyone, the dogs, was just so nice. And then it was just like us joking with each other because just messing with my parents is fun. But it was really, they were really, really good. I like the characters that we see come back, and like it really, so like what they do kind of surprises me. And I like surprises, especially when I'm like, I expect the worst in people all of the time. And then there's like an act of kindness that these characters do. And I'm like, oh, wow, I was not expecting that. So I think that's really cool. And what was the planet called? Because we've been there before.
Teth. It was in the Clone
Teth.
Wars movie.
Okay, cool. My dad kept telling me, and I was like, I don't remember. I had to go and like back and figure out which episodes they were. So that was really cool too. And I'm frustrated because why is every single episode so dark? And I'm glad I was able to watch it on my parents, because then I could actually see everything. I didn't watch it in the daytime, But every single episode is so dark. But
it's about the atmosphere.
You know, sometimes the atmosphere could be morning outside. Sometimes. But anyway, these two episodes were very good. And again, they flowed so well that I didn't even realize that they were two episodes until, like, I was, like, halfway through the second. And I was like, Chuck, are we still on the first episode? And my dad was like, no. we're like, almost on the second one. And I was like, oh. Okay, well, that's pretty good. So, very good. I hope everyone watches it.
Yeah. Okay, we can get into spoilers. So I'll start with a conspiracy theory. So the clone X being tech.
Yes.
I was like, I mean, I didn't think it was impossible. I was like, I don't know about this one. Like, I don't know. But, you know, this episode, like, that clone would do stuff, and I'd be like, this is so tech. So, like, I'm a little bit more on board now.
I was also kind of like that. I was also just messing with my dad the entire time, being like, oh, take off his mask. It's Asajj. Nope. I'm ready for Asajj so bad. But I'm not on board yet, but I'm like you, where I'm like, you know what? I'm on a hill, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking very interestingly. I'm interested in the other hill. Especially because they just didn't, like, take off his mask at all.
Yeah, well, and they made a point to show him surviving. So, like, even if he's not tech, I feel like he's someone. Right now,
also,
I'm kind of...
techie he is.
Yeah, I'm straddling between him being tech and him being Cody right now. Mm-hmm. But I was definitely more Cody before, but now I'm, like, I'm leaning a little bit more on tech. You know, I'm probably 50-50 at this point.
Yeah, I'm gonna be sad if it's tech, especially because that's the other cool thing, is that he was also, like, pretty good at sniping. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting, because I was wondering if, like, when they had Crosshair, maybe they, like, somehow shimmied his powers on his sniping skills to someone else somehow. Or just they have, like, really good training there. Because it did show that he was very techy, but he had the skills of the rest of the Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, like, Wrecker. Except surviving a freaking fall of rocks. Maybe that's Wrecker energy, I don't know. But he literally crawled out of there, and I was like, he's literally not even harmed. His arm is scratched up a little, but he's fine. And this other guy got shot in the backpack and he died. What is the math is not mathing here.
Hey, maybe he just didn't have a lot in his backpack.
He like doesn't look like he has any armor. But anyway, yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that hill. That would be a nice hill. You know? Be good. I would be happy. Like, sad, of course, but I would be happy to see tech again. That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be mixed feelings for sure about whoever it is. It could be, and I've seen a lot of different theories. I'm also like, I don't know, I feel like they're hyping him up to be someone, but also this could be another Merrick situation. Where everyone's like, in Ahsoka, the Inquisitor guy. And everyone's like, oh, he's this guy. Oh, he's this guy. Oh, he's this guy. And he's just a guy. You know?
Yeah, but I didn't feel like they were trying to, like...
No, I agree. Anyone. I think Clone X is different than Merrick in that way. But I'm like, it could also go that way. Where I'm like, it's this person, and it's this person, and it's this person. It's like, oh, it's just a guy. You know?
Yeah.
You never know with Star Wars.
I was curious.
Sometimes it's just a guy.
Yeah, they unmasked the second guy, and I was like, okay, so they unmasked that guy. And then the fact that they didn't unmask the other guy, I was just like, There might be right. something there.
And it's also, like, they really wanted us to know, like, hey, this guy's alive still. Like, they made a point to show us that. Because, like, this is now our third clone X trooper. Because we had one last season, and we had the one in the beginning of the first episode, and then this one. Or beginning of the first of these two episodes, I should say. And it's like, okay. Like, clearly you're fine with killing these guys, because you already killed two of them. Why haven't you killed this one yet? You know? So, it's like, what's it gonna be?
Yeah. Oh, there was something else I was gonna say. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping for it, but also I'm not gonna raise my expectations just in case.
Right. You know.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people, you know, we had a whole show of the Clone Wars. There are a lot of clones. So it could be, and if people have said fives, I don't know if I'd want that. But like fives could be one. And there's, you know, there's so many. I think it's most likely to be Cody or Tech, because obviously, and then Cody, because even if the clone X isn't Cody, I definitely want to know what happened to Cody.
Yeah.
hopefully this season at some point, because that is a loose end from last season. And I miss him.
Yeah.
My boy.
I'm excited for that episode, if we find out who it is, or if we find out who it isn't. Oh well. But I was really surprised about Wolf this episode. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Wolf fanatic, but he was very surprising, because he was very, mostly from Rebels, I was like, it was interesting, like, that he just lets them go.
See, I think that was so in line with his character from Rebels, because what we saw from him in Rebels was that his first loyalty is to his brothers, and that sense of brotherhood, you know? He's willing to block Ahsoka's messages, willing to even sort of, you know, let the Empire come, because he wants his brothers to be safe, and that's all he cares about. So I think seeing, you know, him making that choice to let them go was totally in line with that, and him being like, you know, like, they're my brothers, I'm not gonna hurt them, like, I'm not gonna let them go. So that to me didn't really surprise me at all.
I guess I felt the opposite. Well, I just was... I figured that if he was going to show his rebels way, that he would have brought them into the Empire, thinking that it was best for them. But also, I really don't know Wolf very much, except that he's, like, severely loved by Dave and, like, Rebels. So, from Rebels and calling the Empire on, like, the Rebels, I figured it was kind of interesting, like, that he lets them go. Mm-hmm. I loved it, because, like, I was, again, that was where I was like, oh,
yeah,
how nice of him, that's so sweet. But I was surprised by it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Wolf, what it came down to was he didn't want to fight them. Because, again, they're his brothers, he didn't want to fight them anymore. And he, you know, I think if they had been like, fine, we'll go to the Empire with you, he would have 100% done that. But when he realized it was fight or let them go, he chose let them go, because their lives as his brothers are more important to him than anything else. Like, and it's like the opposite, you're right, it's the opposite action of what he took in Rebels, where it's letting them go versus calling the Empire, but I think it's the same motivation. It's his brothers' lives and safety is much more important to him than anything else. And I think especially Rex's words to him about, like, what the Empire is doing to clones, I think that did strike a chord with him, too, and left him feeling conflicted. And I'm really excited to see if in the rest of the season, or maybe in some other future project, we get to see the character arc that leads him to ending up with Rex and Gregor in Rebels.
Yeah, I'm just glad I was surprised that I'm not as emotionally intelligent as you are.
I don't know about that. You don't know as much about Wolf, you said.
Yeah, I do not. I just know that he looks cool, and that my dad one time referred to my grandpa, my dad's dad, as Wolf, because at the time, my grandpa had diabetes and stuff, and he was losing sight in one eye. And my dad's not wrong. He kind of looks like a clone. I think it's mostly the hair. And my dad would always be like, "Yeah, your grandpa Wolf." And I was like, "Huh?" That was the only thing I knew about Wolf, was they look like my grandpa, and then Rebels. But yeah. I was very happy about it.
Yeah. I did like seeing their little base on Tath. It was a nice callback to the Clone Wars movie, and like kind of in a way where this all started, technically. And it was Christophsis, before anyone corrects me. But it's still a nice connection.
My bad.
to the beginning. And it was really interesting that it was like, you know, now it's their base, and they've claimed it after it first belonged to the Separatists. And I really like the little life they had going. Like, the clone walks out, and he's like, "Here, I have Gregor's recipe of food." And they're like,
"He made it spicy. That's my kind of clone right there." Me and my dad was like, "Yeah."
It was just really cute. I also love Hauser. Oh, I loved Hauser and Crosshair's interactions.
Yes.
Because, you know, I love Crosshair, and he's gone through so much, and I think he's such an interesting character. But I was also, like, kind of with Hauser. I was like, yeah, you know what? He didn't get your whole squad killed. Like, and that's horrible. Like, also, Hauser's great. And I'm glad we see more of him. If I had to bet money on it, I don't think he's going to make it through the end of the show. But...
You know...
But
we can have a little faith.
We can hope. Oh my gosh, if he makes it though, I really want to see him as like in his old man clone era, like reuniting with Hera. I think that'd be so cute. I did not mean to make that rhyme.
I hope we see
someone
Gregor.
Drew it, and I was like, oh, so cute.
I hope we see Gregor, because I'm that's what I want.
Well, we did see Gregor.
That's my clone. Well, I know, but like, I want more.
More Gregor.
I want him to continue to be in. I want more like Gregor. I don't want to just like see him. I want him to be there. Want him to take action. Want him to make more food. I need Gregor recipes.
Oh my gosh. A Gregor little cookbook would be amazing. I bet he makes really good burgers.
Yes. And he's not afraid to make them vegan.
Well,
too.
Echo had to go get Gregor. So maybe we'll see more Gregor now that he went and got him. I'm curious as to what he was doing.
He had to go cast him real quick.
Yeah. Also, I want to say, I was talking about this episode, shout out to Dee Bradley Baker, because besides, like, Omega and, like, Senator Chuchi and the other guy.
Singh, thank you.
Singh and Senator Chuchi and Omega. This episode was all Dee Bradley Baker, right?
Yeah.
Like, shout out to this man for real, like, he is the cast of this show. And it's awesome.
Yeah. This is, like, so not important, but do you, like, how does that paycheck work? Does he, like, just get a lot of money? Like, does he get money based on every clone?
I don't know. Well, because I know, and this is, I know very little about voice acting, but I do know that there are certain, like, union rules about, like, because it, you know, it used to be, and you can find a lot of really old cartoons or even video games, especially like video games. They'll have like 5 voice actors for like the whole show, and it's like just they have everyone do all these characters. But then they used to still pay them like the same rate, even if they're doing like the whole cast. And so that was like part of like the contracts now, like with the unions, is like generally, is like it. Things change after it's like, okay, we can only voice so many characters, blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting. I don't know how it works for Dee Bradley Baker specifically. I'm sure, you know, the lawyers and the unions have worked it all out for him.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I would be curious too if it's like a per character, per line, per whatever.
Yeah, I have
But
no. I was just curious because I was like, dang, that is a
yeah.
lot of money right there.
I'm not sure how that works, but
Which I thought was funny because I like it's rare to get overtime at my job, at least like at my kitchen. And I got over, I did 2 hours overtime, and my chef was like, oh, what are you gonna use the money for? And I was like, Fortnite. And they're like, maybe we should have asked someone else to do overtime. They have families to feed. I'm like, hey, they're going back to their families. They said no to you. I'm here for you.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. But, oh, well, to be a D. Bradley Baker. That'd
Yeah.
be, can you imagine waking up in his body? And they're like, all right, come on. Come on in. You gotta, like, voice over, like, 2,000, 3,000 lines. Let's go, let's go. And
Yeah.
then, like, that'd be
Hey,
so interesting.
expect the grind.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, that's so much work.
Yeah,
And you're talking to yourself. It's not like you can play with like other people. I'm sorry. I lot of respect.
yeah, but like this, like, and it's, he is, I mean, of the five main characters at this point, used to be six, but
Yeah.
he's four of
Well.
them, or was five of them. And then he's also so many of the side characters. He's some of the antagonists. And I think he's. Is he Batcher too? I think he might be Batcher also.
Is Omega and Amelie like the same person?
No.
Emily? Emily?
No. They're different
Emily?
people. They're different
Okay.
people. I forget the name of Emily, but it's not Michelle Ang.
Okay.
But I
Just
think.
curious.
I'm gonna have to Google this really quick. But I think Batcher is. Yeah, D. Bradley Baker is this does the sounds for Batcher too.
Why?
So like,
Get someone else
do you
to do
think they were
it.
like, do you think they were like, oh, so D, like, and then we have this dog character, we're gonna get some sounds for it. Oh no, I got it. Are you sure? Yeah, I got it. I got it. I'll do the dog too. It's like,
Oh my God.
okay.
Like that's like an extra like $1,000 on your hourly.
I don't know if that's how it works,
I don't even know.
but. It, yeah, so, and there's like some episodes where it's like a bit more balanced. Like, obviously, in like the first episode of the season, like he was Crosshair and any of the other clones, but not too many other male clones had speaking lines. So there's a lot of Michelle Ang, the voices for Emery and Nala Se and Hemlock.
Hemlock.
But like this episode, it was like, okay, so we had Sing and Ryotucci talk a little bit in the beginning, and then Omega was there. And then everyone else was D. Bradley
Yeah.
Baker in this episode, in both these episodes. So it was like, wow, like, Slay King.
Yes, work, girl boss.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to D. Bradley Baker. Like, that's such a cool thing too, to be like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, like I'm in this show, like I play. It's like, oh, who do you play? Like, oh, I play the main character. Oh, which one?
All
All of them.
of
And the side characters and some of them too. Some of the antagonists. I'm the dog. Like,
them.
okay. Way to make the rest of us feel bad, D.
Yeah.
He's also Nubs. Like, and he's like Perry the Platypus. Like,
He's Perry the Platypus?
he is Perry the Platypus.
Interesting. Okay.
He's, If you ever like want to get sucked into a hole for an hour, just look at D. Bradley Baker's IMDb and see how many people you recognize, like how many characters. Cause that'd be a lot. That's like any voice actor. I was looking at Steve Bloom's IMDb one day and I was like, oh my gosh,
Dude,
you are
I
everybody. Him, Vanessa Marshall's everywhere, Mary Elizabeth McGlynn's everywhere. It's like, take a day off. Man.
Okay, but I am like in love with Steve Bloom's wife because I've been playing a lot of Silent Hill, right? And even as a child, I knew the songs that she sang for Silent Hill, like Shattered Memories. And like I think she has some for three too. But like I did it, first of all, when I was little, I didn't know there was Silent Hill, and then I figured out there was Silent Hill, and then we watched Rebels, and then I figured out that Zeb's wife sings these songs from my childhood, and then I played these games, and I think for every ending you get for Shadow Memories, you get different songs, and so I got one song, and I was like, I have to play it again, and then I replayed it, got a different ending, and then I got a different song, and I was like, yeah! I love it. Love it.
You gotta watch, she is in Legend of Vox Machina. She's actually one of the executive producers, too. Associate? I think she's executive producer. But she's in Legend of Vox Machina. She's great, and it's a character that she created for their D&D game. Like, she played the character in their D&D. Those are really fun episodes, but Critical Role is a big investment. to get into the D&D show. So, Legend of Vox Machina, consumable, animated, and she's still there. So.
Nice, okay. Legend I Vox am Machina. On my way.
Yes. It's a very good show. So yeah, Bad Batch. What else happened in this episode? Batcher was adorable, as always. Yeah. Very cute.
She distracted him. He was gonna sniff him out. And then she was like, here, Badger, here's some food. And I was like, no, I could have saved you all. no one would have died that day.
Poor Badger. She was onto something. But then, food. Honestly, me too.
Is Badger a he or she?
I think Badger is a she.
Okay.
Now I have to Google it.
I think Badger's
a she. But I'm gonna look it up. Badger is she.
Nice.
Women's History Month real.
Yippee. Go Badger.
Badger.
My stomach's growling.
She's so much of Buddy, my old bulldog. She has such Buddy energy.
Yeah. She's so cute.
There's something else I was gonna say. Crosshair's little moment with Omega was the cutest thing in the whole world. When he's like, you got this, you have this, you have this. She's like, yeah,
yeah.
Hunter. And he's like, I'm. Or she's like, you're almost as bad as Hunter. He goes, oh, I'm so much worse. It was so cute.
And that's when, you know, the other clone realizes, like, hey. You're like dad energy now. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, like that's how there's like you're like different now. What the heck? Yeah,
like what happened? But I think that's cute. And I just it's gonna be a long process for Crosshair, especially with the people that he's also hurt. And I think that's really cool because you know, you could be. Like, say you had a whole thing with your family and it affected everything. Like, you gotta apologize to your family. You gotta apologize to the other people. Like, you have to let other people in on the lore of yourself. Like, it's a whole thing. And I think... I like that he still has unfinished business. Not with just his family, but the people he also hurt. And he has to face that now.
Yeah.
I think that's good. Good, good.
Yeah, it's
Redemption takes a long time, Star Wars. And I'm glad you're showing it.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because you know, in, like in a way, I think like Crosshair's redemption arc, as far as interiority, is you know complete. Like he's, but it's you know the reconciliation and making up for what he's done is always going to be a work in progress, and that. I think is really, really cool that they're taking the time to show that, and yeah, it was so good.
I liked it.
Yes. Yeah. Crosshair is like really MVP of the season, to be honest, and I'm here for it. Yeah, it was very good. Oh, I loved Echo's little moment with Omega too, where he gives her the little. Laser crossbow?
Yeah.
Is that what she called it? Something crossbow?
Yeah, I think so. It was cute.
Yeah, it's a she cool, was so it's a happy. Cool weapon, and she was very excited. I really like the idea of Echo getting it and be like, oh, I know he would like this, and like waiting to give it to her. I'm curious as to how he got it. Like, do you see it in the store? He kill someone, like,
well, he
you know,
said a character, right? No, I don't remember. He was like, I run into interesting characters, so maybe someone had it. He killed him. He was like, him. Cool.
They sold it to him. He stole it. You know, lots of options here.
Yeah. A lot of things that could have happened.
I'm trying to think of other things. There's two episodes. I mean, Wolf, love Wolf. I think Wolf's interactions with the clone X was really, really interesting, too. I'm, like, so intrigued by this clone X. I really am.
Which I thought was funny because, you know, Rex already knew about how they kind of had this whole, like, secret division thing. Mm-hmm. And then Crosshair's like, no, there's more. There's a secret division thing by Hemlock. And I was like, that's crazy, dude. I think they caught on to that by now.
Hey, Crosshair's just trying to help. He's just trying to help.
I know, but I was like, I think they know that now.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? That first clone X that they were interrogating, his whole thing with Crosshair was really interesting. And yeah. Crosshair got so defensive about it. So I'm really... really curious is like if there's more to that, if it was just Crosshair being defensive just in general, or if there is more to that. Not that I think Crosshair is untrustworthy in any way, or that the clone was right to insinuate that, but just like what else happened that we didn't see that would have made Crosshair be like that. I don't know.
I wonder if he was like, maybe it wasn't even really anything, and maybe he was just really tempted to become that. To become, like, special ops, and, like, he almost did, but just afterwards, he just, like, kind of didn't. I have no mm-hmm. idea, because that, I was thinking about that, too, and I was like, okay, you still got things to say, mm-hmm. and it's gonna hurt you in the end to, like, talk about it later with everyone.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because it's, like, you know, obviously, what is it? But then the bigger question, I think, it's, like, why hasn't Crosshair said anything? Like, I feel like he's pretty clearly all in on what they're doing. Like, it's not like he has reservations about fighting the Empire or anything like that, but, you know, so it's like, why isn't he saying it? Like, is he embarrassed about something that happened? Is he ashamed of something else that he did? Like, what does he know, and why isn't he saying it? It's really interesting.
Yeah. But... guess we'll see. It'll be interesting, because then if it's like tech or something, then he might also know too about Crosshair and like what happened. But I don't know, because that's the other thing is that like if he was going to be part of the special ops, like I wonder if he knows if tech or not is alive, like doing that or not. I don't know. So I feel like maybe he would know, but also it's probably a big enough program and a secret enough program that where he just doesn't.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I wonder if we'll see more Clone X clones, or if we're just gonna focus on the mystery of this one, mm-hmm. or what the whole deal is. And
send like 5 of them.
What's gonna happen, and... it's a little stressful, not gonna lie. But Ventress is coming.
Yeah, hopefully it's Ventress.
Ventress is coming. We got some Fennec. We got some Cad Bane. We got all sorts of besties coming. So there's that.
Excited for said besties. I liked the... I like the fact that they... okay, that's the thing I was going to say. I don't like that they don't lock their doors. Why don't they lock their doors? Why was he able to get in?
Hey.
It's like when I go to, like a friend's house, and they're like, yeah, just open the door. It's unlocked. I'm like, why is your front door unlocked? They're like, well, it's a safe neighborhood. I'm like, Couldn't be me. Could not be
Listen, I can't judge because my door was unlocked to my dorm all of freshman year.
Oh my god.
Hey, nothing ever happened to me. It was fine. So.
To you.
Or my roommate. She was fine.
Well, I meant like. Scary.
Hey.
Me and my roommate
My roommate didn't feel like carrying her key, so I was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
I could not. Oh my god. You know what? Your dorm, whatever. Someone's home, whatever. Your secret base?
Yeah.
I understand.
Jungle.
But this is the thing that they're gonna be like, well, no one's gonna come up here. We're secret. But, you might as well take the extra step. They don't lock their doors.
No, they don't lock their doors. That's okay.
Well, it wasn't okay.
No, it wasn't. But, hey, you know how it is.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah. Well, next time. Next time. Now they know. Lock the door.
You sure do know next time. Lock the door. Because that guy just, he just walked in.
I know.
If I was him, I would have been like, okay.
They didn't even hear the door open or close.
No. He just, straight up walked in while they were eating. And no one even turned to look at the door.
Crazy. It must have been really yummy. The spicy,
Crater food. I hope it was. And I hope they release a recipe. Because once that happens, someone's going to walk in. And I'm not even going to know.
That's how good it is.
Yeah. They know now. So silly. I'm trying to find things to say, but I was just, it was a good two episodes, and I really like seeing Wolf, and I wish, I don't want to put in the effort, so I'm not going to say I wish I knew more about Wolf, but I thought his actions this episode I'm being honest, okay? I'm being honest.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I also don't want you or my dad to go through the trouble and be like, well, if you do this, this, this. Anyway. So, I really liked seeing him, and I hope that we get an episode where, Gregor, Wolf, and, Rex together. Young, and, being like, yeah, we're cool kids now. We don't like the Empire. And then, I just need, 5 seconds of it. I need them interacting for just a little bit. I think that would be cool. Especially because now there is Gregor. I got so excited when they mentioned Gregor. I was so happy. So I really hope we get a lot of Gregor in the next episodes.
Now that they picked him up, we gotta see. I think going forward, Hunter and the others are going to maybe be a bit more involved with Rex because, Rex said, look, you can't just keep her safe, by hiding her. You got to figure out why they want her, and that's going to help you figure out what to do to keep her safe. So we'll be uncovering that, perhaps.
Yeah. I think it's because she pretty much told them,
Yeah, well, I mean, they know what they want her for.
They just don't
science. They just don't quite understand why she's so important specifically and not just any other clone would be, and this goes all the way back to season one. They didn't know why she was created, I guess, but they just were don't even know.
Yeah,
so now it's becoming an important question that they should uncover.
Yeah, I think they also just need to figure out what M count means.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you know what? I bet Tech would have known.
Probably. Or at least looked it up. They just kind of looked around. They're like,
anyone know what this is? No. Okay.
That solves that mystery.
Yeah. it's interesting to see if they'll figure that out. I don't know how much of, a hidden knowledge thing that is. Because I mean, clearly the Empire does. Like, I don't know. Well, because, like, in Phantom Menace, like, Qui-Gon's just like, hey, yo, Obi-Wan, pull up the midichlorian counter. And, I mean, they're Jedi, sure, but, like, it wasn't like a, oh, this is a secret thing. It was just like, come here, child. Let me take your blood.
Let me take your blood.
And then, like, Qui-Gon explained it to Anakin. Anakin's like, okay, I'm 9. So.
Yeah. All right, dude.
So, I mean, not that I'm sure it's not something like every person in the galaxy is like, oh, midichlorians. I know that. But yeah. It's like, is that something like if someone was interested, they could just look it up? Like, is it top secret? Because I don't think the Jedi would have cared about keeping it a secret. Like, I think the Empire would.
That's the thing is, like, I feel like the clones should know, kinda. But maybe they don't know it as M count, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like, I think the Empire would care about keeping it a secret, because of the Empire. But I feel like the Jedi, I don't think they'd make a point to tell everyone about it, but I also don't think, like, if someone was like, what's that? Midichlorians? You'd be like, oh, that's this, and just, like, explain it. And people like, okay. I just think most people don't care. They're like, whatever. Yeah. Jedi stuff.
Fair.
So, I wonder if, like, they can, like, space Google it, or if they're gonna have to, like, uncover secret files, or what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe Asajj will tell them. He'll be like, what's M count? She'll be like,
you know what M count is? I'll say like 2 more episodes just to tell you what M count is.
We just get an entire episode, and the whole episode is Asajj Ventress sitting there explaining midichlorians to like Hunter, Wrecker, and Omega, and Echo. And, her like, Wrecker will ask a question, and she'll just, like, sigh. And then, like, answer it.
Yeah.
I think that's what the next episode is. Yeah, Infiltration and Extraction. Really, really good episodes. The next episode is episode 8, Bad Territory.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they'll lock two doors for this
one. I don't know what territory it is, or why it's bad, but, they're gonna go to some bad territory.
Maybe. A double episode. I mean, it's bad territory. Episode 2, good territory.
Yeah. I mean, it's, what's the territory? Is it Imperial territory? Is it, I mean, I guess everything's kind of Imperial territory at this point. It's, you know, why is the territory bad? Who does it belong to? Mm-hmm. We will find out, next week on Wednesday.
It's just bad. It's just actual bad, geographical territory.
It's like they buy, like, farmland, and it's like, the soil's too bad. We can't plant anything here. What bad territory we bought?
Where Rex and Gregor and Wolf and, like, that planet where they end up in Rebels, they're like, we can't do nothing here but fish. That's
we
crazy.
Can't plant stuff here. What bad territory this is. They like look at the camera. We bought some bad territory. I'm sure it won't be that, but you know, you never know.
We'll see.
You never know. With Star Wars, it, you know, could be anything. So yeah, very excited to talk about that next week, and see what is, what's up, what's going on, because there's so many questions in this show, and I love it. This show, one of my coworkers today was like, have you been watching The Bad Batch? I was like, yeah. He goes, it does not miss. I was like, you're so right. So.
It is so hip-hop, really pop queen.
Bad Batch slays every episode. Toilet. Don't say that. But Bad Batch slays, and I'm
Ezra
so grateful.
Would say skibbity toilet.
He would. But I'm so grateful that we have this amazing show coming to our screens every week, and I'm sad it's coming to an end. But I'm also really excited to see what Lucasfilm Animation brings us in the future, because really, they never miss, ever. So I'm excited to see what we get after the Bad Batch. But I'm also excited for the rest of the Bad Batch. And I'm scared. I'm also scared. That needs to be clear. I'm scared. Jennifer Corbett, please.
Be careful with our hearts. Please.
Jennifer Corbett, when I catch you. When I catch you, Jennifer Corbett.
When I catch you, Jennifer Corbett.
it seems like such an incredible show. And I'm so grateful for it. And we're like halfway through this last season, basically. Ish. Because it's 15 episodes, so it's not like an even halfway. This time. But, yeah, so excited for the show. For us, you can go to StarWarsGeekGirl.com. There are polls. This month we're voting for our favorite season finale, Rebels, because it was Rebels Remember Day last week, so I thought it'd be a fun poll. And then on Twitter and Instagram are at SWGeekGirl, and the Facebook page is StarWarsGeekGirl. If you're looking for me personally, I'm on Instagram and TikTok as at Spectre_5. 5 written out, not the number. And then I'm on Twitter is at Azoika.
For the Rogue Rebels, there's theroguerebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at the Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels Podcast, wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page the Rogue Rebels, Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. I have a TikTok at Rogue Rebels Sabine. Bean is spelled as like bean, like black beans, pinto beans. I don't post much on there. I want to. I'm finishing up a TikTok thing right now, but the thing is, it's more like Star Wars related things that I draw. I usually post on the Rogue Rebels TikTok anyway. I've been debating like putting it on both, but then like my mom was like, well, what if they think we're stealing from you? And I was like, true, but also I'm widowy Rogue Rebels Sabine. So I'm like Star Wars stuff I'm gonna like put on there. But I have a cute one. Don't cry, because I'm crying making it. And yeah. It's a drawing, so I'm like trying to get out of the art block too. But anyway, yeah, so look forward to that. I'm gonna try to finish it today and then post it tomorrow.
Okay, so yeah, follow us on all those things, see all the stuff that we make. My phone is stupid. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the force be with you, and goodbye.